something's been new. I told the king of righteousness, yeah, we forever exist. Elohim, my strength and peace, yeah. Jesus, you're the one, yeah. Jesus, you're the one.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Thanking you, Lord, for blessing after blessing after blessing.
Thank you for a new day, a new day.
Blessing. Come here, Miles.
Lord, you just keep saying, thank you, God. Blessing after blessing. Oh, Lord, you just keep saying, blessing after blessing. Lord, just keep sending. Blessing after blessing.
Come on, Miles. Owe him praise.
Yeah. This is Wade Hampton in the Weather Center. Let's check our Tuesday weather forecast. In the Shreveport area, we're looking at sunny skies with a high at 66 and an overnight low at 35. Monroe's looking good and sunny with a high at 67 and a low at 36. Sunny skies in Lake Charles with a high at 68 and a low at 41. Natchez, Mississippi will be sunny, a high temperature at 64, overnight lows down to 35. And here in the central city of Alexandria, sunny skies with a high at 68 and an overnight low at a chilly 35. And that's a look at your Tuesday weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
There's not a mountain too tall. There's not a problem so small that Jesus can't resolve. Time you get involved, it's our God, He cares about us. So wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. You renew.
8 tells us, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Then Philippians tells me that I can do all things with Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, sir. But 2 Timothy told me, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody needs your power. I'm gonna keep on praying
till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep right on praying
till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep on praying
till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep on
praying till the power come down.
I'm gonna keep right on praying
till the power come down.
Listen, Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We got to believe what the Bible says. I'm gonna keep on believing
till the power come down.
I got to keep right on believing
till the power come down.
creature in the sea. We need your power.
I'm so grateful that I'm still standing tall. I thank you for my tears. The pain helped me overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because that you brought me through, and everything I survived, it's all because of you.
Ooh. I thank you for it all, the good, bad, the ugly, great and small, the times of victory and when I fall.
Oh my.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your own boss, make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Excuse me, miss. Who does your hair?
Transformations.
Transformations? Yes. Is Transformations your stylist name?
Transformations Hair Studio is the name of the salon. Tanya is the transformer. Transformations offers an array of services from customized hair coloring, waxing, eyelash extensions, bondless, braidless, sew-ins, traditional install with or without closure or frontal, and she supplies the hair. Silk presses that last up to 2 months. Braiding, scalp only, wig install, quick weaves, relaxers.
Relaxers?
Baby, natural isn't for everyone. Thank God for choices. She also does curls.
Curls?
Yes, ma'am. They still exist. I even enjoy Wi-Fi while I'm waiting.
I think I'll give her a try. What's her number?
Transformations Hair Studio, located at 826 Main Street in Pineville, 318-449-3655.
Transformation Hair Studios is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Say, oh, oh, oh.
There's no other name in heaven or in earth where men can be saved, yeah. He's a strong tower for all who call on it. Oh, yes, yeah. And safety in his name, yeah. So tell me who can stand
love. He is the gift of peace.
Everybody's still talking about Anointed King Cuts at 5811 Masonic Drive, Suite C and D, near the Circle K store at the corner of Horseshoe Drive. Carmen King is the master barber, and he's doing up hairstyles like nobody's business. Miss Cotton Candy will have you ladies looking like you just stepped out of a magazine. You'll be able to relax in the comfortable waiting area, enjoying a Christian atmosphere. Both appointments and walk-ins are welcome. 318-730-4507. Anointed King Cuts. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're giving back to the community in a big way. Anointed King Cuts. You'll be able to come in normal and leave looking and feeling like a king. Anointed King Cuts is another proud sponsor of KAYT, KQJO-FM.
To help prevent the spread of coronavirus, Louisiana Express Pharmacy is giving away face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and a thermometer to Louisiana Medicaid recipients with diabetes, such as Louisiana Healthcare Connections. You will be able to get more details at 318-469-0709. and at the toll-free number 800-988-7448 or online at LouisianaExpressPharmacy.com. On Facebook, Twitter, or YouTube at Diabetes Depot, Louisiana Express Pharmacy is giving away face masks, hand sanitizer, gloves, and a thermometer to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. The coronavirus care packages are brought to you by Louisiana Express Pharmacy, a sponsor of KAYT, KQJOFM.
Talking through my pen again, asking for forgiveness every time I fall in sin. I did it again, again and again. Lord, it's me again, talking through my pen again, asking for forgiveness every time I fall in sin. I did it again, again and again. Looks so appealing, my flesh is willing. It is echoing my heart like no more. But I really want to, and I wanna please you. But I really wanna do what I want to. Tug of war inside my body. Lust in my eyes, grudge in my heart. And I know if I don't fight it, it's gonna rip me apart. And I know sometimes I get on your last nerve. Cause you show me a love I know I don't deserve. And I know sometimes I take advantage of your grace, sin and thinking you'll forgive me anyway. I don't think that this gonna be my last time. So this time, God forgive me. Lord, it's me again, talking through my pen again, asking for forgiveness every time I fall in sin. I did it again, again and again. Lord, it's me again, talking through my pen again, asking for forgiveness every time I fall in sin. I did it again, again and again. Lord, cover me with your grace. I'm a sinner trying to seek your face. Please don't turn away from me. I'm trying to give back what you gave.
Father, I really hope you hear me. Please put your spirit in me. I desire to be more like you. Make my heart brand new. When I fall short, please forgive me. Can you pour your blood out over me? I go anywhere you go with me. I do anything you show with me. And I say every word you speak to me. His strength is perfect in weakness. And I'm the weakest of all. His thoughts are way beyond my best conclusion. I don't know it all. I'm imperfect in my imperfections. All inside this letter. Just my way of advertising that Christ is who make me better. Lord, it's me.
Lord, it's me again, talking through my pen again, asking for forgiveness every time I fall in sin. I did it again, again and again. Lord, it's me again, talking through my pen again, asking for forgiveness every time I fall in sin. I did it again, again and again.
The census count is meant to tell a social, economic, and demographic story of the United States population so that we can truly practice our democracy. Yet, many are unaware that in a few of the first counts, black people were considered only 3/5 of a person in order to keep political power away from millions of enslaved people in the United States. Still today, many black communities have been significantly undercounted in the census process. Just one of the institutional acts that have led to our communities being severely underfunded in terms of public schooling, healthcare, and many more areas. This discriminatory counting in our census means that many wealthier white communities receive more than their fair share of those resources. It's time to take back necessary public resources for our people. Pledge to complete the 2020 census today. Go to census2020.gov.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Aw, you know kids will be kids.
Oh, I don't know why they're trying to make a big deal of it. It's just a harmless rite of passage.
If she didn't want to be picked on, she shouldn't wear that thing on her head.
If he's going to dress that way, he's just asking for the extra attention.
It's just a stage. All kids face some bullying. They'll get over it.
That girl, she just brings it on herself. I don't feel bad for her at all.
It's just a stage. All kids face something. It's just a stage.
It's just a harmless rite of passage.
Don't validate. Eliminate. All students in Louisiana deserve a safe learning environment without the threat of bullying. I'm Debbie Moe, president of the Louisiana Association of Educators. It is up to us as educators, as parents, as adults to stand up on behalf of bullied students. Identify, intervene, and advocate. One caring adult can make all the difference.
Visit nea.org/bullyfree. A message from the Louisiana Association of Educators.
I walked around like I was missing, cause I was missing you. I was looking for a reason, but couldn't find the truth. Never knew it could be different, and I ran into you. You make falling feel like flying, I'm tripping in you. Even when I was broken and hopeless, you walked in and things changed. I realized you're all that I want. You see the world and I follow. I won't let anything get in my way. Nothing, no, nothing can stop me. Now I'm seeing all the colors, you open up my eyes. Did it in a moment, my darkness in a light. You gave me purpose, I'm chosen. Without you, I'm nothing, I realize. You're all that I want. You say the word and I follow. I won't let anything get in my way. Nothing, no, nothing can stop me. Cause I'm better, better with you. You say the word and I follow.
Recently, an Arabic TV reporter asked an 11-year-old girl who had been forced to flee her home in Iraq about her feelings toward ISIS. With a cheerful smile, Miriam said, "I will only ask God to forgive them." In the Bible, Jesus said to us, "Don't be afraid, I am with you." And also, he said, "Forgive others, no matter who they are hating you." This young girl living in a refugee camp should serve as an inspiration. As Jesus said, "Unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." For more from the Voice of the Martyrs, go online to persecution.com.
Church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hand played a tambourine so well. Grandma's hand used to issue out a warning. She'd say, "Billy, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in that grass." Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand soothed a local unwed mother. Grandma's hand used to ache sometimes and swell. Grandma's hand used to lift her face and tell her, she'd say, "Baby, Grandma, understand that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands." Grandma's hand. Grandma's hand used to hand me a piece of candy.